Okay, yesterday we discussed Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in the explanation of Rabbah in the explanation of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says you have to say B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam. So to Rabbah, why do you have to say B'fanei Nechtam? Because Ein B'kiyum L'shma. So Rashi holds that we're Ben Mishchashish, that it wasn't L'shma, that it wasn't written L'shma. And we'll chayshish for it, and the Mela, we have a takon. Tosfos is loynicha with this. Tosfos holds that we're not really afraid that it wasn't written lishma. Stam sifra the daina is migma gemiri. We're not really afraid it was written shalai lishma, but we are afraid that the Baal is going to look for a good taina, a taina that it can't be disproven, and he's going to come and say it was written shalai lishma, and it's difficult to disprove Shalai Lishma, and since that's difficult, so Ramela with Chayshish, the Baal Bima'ar, who lie, and for that, we want to forestall the possibility of the Baal being Ma'arer, and therefore, ahead of time, we have him say B'farei Nechtav, and now the Baal's error doesn't count. This is not like his ration process. Yesterday, we had a kasha with Rashi. Now, what does it mean? This which Rashi is saying, that l'chayshish, it's written shalai l'shma. How shchiach is the whole shalai l'shma in the first place, that we should be chayshish for it. Now, bishlam alay Tosfos, you're talking about a husband who's looking to make trouble, so he'll think up an idea, which maybe is not so shchiach, he wants to make problems, so he'll make up a story. But to be chayshish be'emes, that a shtar was written shalai l'shma, it sounds so far-fetched, because the Shema just means L'shema Ish, L'shema Isha, and L'shema Get, which it would seem that any cipher who's writing a shtar is just going to do that. Stam Hazai. So to answer Kavanas Rashi, we could go with one of two mahalchim. The Rush in the Nachis who declares by the Lishma of a get, do you have to say Lishma? Or is it enough to think Lishma? When you write a get, do you have to say Hareini Kaisev L'shem this Isha, L'shem this Ish, L'shem this L'shem Gerishim? Which if you ever experience, you ever watch a get, you'll see, they do it every step of the way. The cipher says Hareini Chaysev L'shem, and the Edim who sign say Hareini Chaysev L'shem. They repeat the woman's name and the man's name, and by the Mesira they say I'm doing it L'shem. The Rush declares whether that Amira is necessary. Now what's it doing in Mesechus Menachos? Because in the same clair that he declares about a get, he declares about a Sefer Torah also has to be written Lishma. The sugyas of Stam are in the Sefer Menachos, and there he declares the same shaila. He declares when a Sefer Torah has to be written Lishma, or again has to be written Lishma, do you need an Amira Lishma? Or is it enough Machshava Lishma? How does he set up his shaila? The Rush says the following. He says, by Dine Pigel, by Pigel, you know what Pigel is, right? Somebody shechts, or does Rika, in the Beis HaMikdash, Shalai L'shma. So the Rush says, by Pigel, you need an Amira. To be cool, Shalai L'shma, you need to pass all the carbon, you have to say it. You have to say, I'm shechting this Eilu L'shem Chatas. The Rush holds you need an Amira. By Pigel. Chutzlisman, I'm sorry. There we need Chutzlisman by Pigel, it's the same din though, by Pigel or by Psul of Chutzlisman or Chutzlisman or Shalai L'shma. The Rush holds that all of them, you need an Amira. So, hey, yes, you need an Amira. Maybe the same thing here, you need an Amira. Or, it's up to Rush. By Truma, there's a halacha that if you have wheat in front of you and you want to separate Truma, so it says, nice and enough, you could look at one side and have machshava that should be truma, and that's good enough. You don't need amira. You don't have to say zu truma. It it's enough that your machlet in your mind, this should be truma. So he says, by pigle we find that you need amira. By truma we find you don't need amira. What should we do? By get and sefer Torah. Now it's already very hard to decide, is get and sefer Torah more similar to pigle, similar to truma? Like, it's like apples and oranges. So the Rosh flies to the Suffolk. He's not machriya. Whether you need an amira or you don't need an amira. The Torah paskins you need an amira, and the Shulchan Aruch says that you need an amira. Is the amira ma'akiv? So that is a machlekes ha'paiskim. The Beis Shmuel in Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph Sifkat Neches, the Beis Shmuel and the Shach in Yeridaya paskin that amira is not ma'akiv. You don't have to have an amira. The paskin amira is ma'akiv. The Beis Shmuel and the Shach say amira is ma'akiv. You have to have an amira. The Nesivis, Nesivis is safer on Gittin, is Torah's Gittin, the safer on Gittin, which you'll hear often over the year. So the Torah's Gittin holds that amira is not ma'akiv. And the Pesachei Tshuva brings it also b'shem the Radvaz that amira is not ma'akiv. So there's a machlokes in the Paiskim. Well, difficult to say a clear hachra. There's a machlokes. Is amira ma'akiv by lishma of a get, or is amira not ma'akiv? This is machlokes ha'paiskim. It's a suffix of the Rosh, and it's a machlokes ha'paiskim. The Beis Shmuel and the Shach hold amira is ma'akiv. If you don't do an amira lishma, it's ma'akiv. The Teres Gittin and the Radvaz brought in the Pesachei Tshuva is the Beis Shmuel is the Kuf Lamed Aleph, the Beis Shmuel is Sivkat Neches, and the Pesachei Tshuva is Sivkat Gimel. He brings the Teres Gittin and he brings the Radvaz. So it's a machlaikis ha'paiski. L'chadchila, it says in Shulchan Aruch you need it. The question is it ma'akiv? Well, that means it's better to have it, but it's not ma'akiv. There's certain things that are not ma'akiv, but... What does it mean it's better to have it? I mean, what does it mean? Because it's not like, I'll tell you on the tzitzis, on your tzitzis you have four chulyas and five sets of knots. It's not ma'akiv. It needs one chulyas and two sets of knots. It's a hidden. So by get, what does it mean a hidden? So what does that mean? That means really you don't need an amira. The chetchila you try to be yetzer kol hashit. You do an amira, okay? And if now I'm saying this b'derech efshir, we had a problem yesterday with Rashi. Akasha was, what are you worried about? Shalai l'shma, when's it going to happen? If you hold, like the Beis Shmuel and the Shach, that you need an amira for l'shma, then Rashi's very good. Because then it's taka going to be shliach that someone should do it shalai l'shma. Because what was the whole kasha we asked yesterday? We asked on Rashi, what are you worried about shalai l'shma? Who's going to do it shalai l'shma? Anybody who sits down has a mind to do it for... If Rashi holds, like the Shita of the Beis Shmuel and the Shach, that Amira is Ma'akiv, then it's very Geshmak. If a person is not a Baki, if a person is not a Baki and he'll just get, so he doesn't know you have to say it. He doesn't know you have to say it. Most people don't know you have to say it. So hey, yes, so then it's Maturit. We'll have to see if the Shtim's a Rashi Shita. We're just starting the Perek. But if we're going to see that Rashi Shita is that you need an Amira, so then it's very Geshmak. That'll answer the Kasha on Rashi. What are you afraid of Shalai Lishma? Yeah, I'm afraid. If he doesn't know the din, he's not going to say an Amira. Mashenke Tosfos, who argues a Rashi, if we're going to see that Tosfos holds like the Teres Gittin, like the Pesach Tshuva, that Amira is not required. So Taisus is very good. Taisus couldn't learn like Rashi, because what are you afraid of? So Mimela, it's very geschmack. Rashi and Taisus are arguing, if you need an Amira, you don't need an Amira. So everything is good. The Pnei Yeshua says this pshat in the Machlokes Rashi and Taisus. Pnei Yeshua on the Amud Beis. He says this as a possible pshat in the Machlokes Rashi and Taisus. Now we're still going to have to see. Because it's a klal gadol that just because the Teretz answers Akasha doesn't mean it's true. Just because this fits well into Rashi, fits well into Taisus, maybe there are other Teretz. But at least it's a mahalach. It's a haskola of a mahalach. We have a shtickle mahalach. So this is a possible pshat in Rashi. The Rashi is chayshish for, again, for shalai l'shma. Why? Because Rashi holds in Amira. That'll be the Pnei Yeshua's, one of the Pnei Yeshua's mahalachim and how to explain Rashi. So we have now a little more verita starting to gel a little in machlokes Rashi and Taisus. Like Rashi shalai l'shma shtiyach, or chayshish for it. Like Taisus not shtiyach, without chayshish for it. So we're only worried about the error of the Baal. Now we're going to have a problem with this. When you get to the bottom Rashi on the Amud Beis, Rashi is such a problem. You know, we're going to try to say Terutzim and Rashi. The truth is, there's more than one Teretz. But all the Terutzim we say, the last Rashi in the Amud Beis is a problem. Because Rashi says, what am I choshish for? That Ika da'ashkoch kosev ha'imit. Right? The Rashi says, you know what I'm choshish for? A man wants to give his wife a get. And poof, he'll find a get that was written with his name and his wife's name and the city and the date, right? It has to be the same. And it was thrown away. The man decided, a man with the same name, a woman with the same name, same city, same day. He wanted to give a get. And he changed his mind and he threw away the get. And poof, my lucky day, he found it. And now, that's what we're chayshish for. So, we're going to try very hard to answer Rashi. But Rashi is going to give us a hard time. Because you can come up with all kinds of chetlof to answer Rashi. Rashi, maybe someone was practicing, maybe someone heard them fighting, so he wrote the get, and that's considered shalosh. But Rashi doesn't say it. For some strange reason, which we'll get to the Rashi, Rashi picks probably the most far-fetched case you could think of, that a man the same name, a woman the same name, same city, same day, and they wrote a get that day, and he changed his mind, he threw it away, and poof, this person found a get. So, like, all our efforts to answer Rashi are going to be stymied by this Rashi, the last Rashi in the Amud Beis. And hopefully we'll get there, we'll try to have a mahalach, because it doesn't bother me so much, because it's a shverer Rashi anyhow. Rashi had to have some tifa kavana in picking such a case. Which we'll see when we get there.
Why is that less likely?
Why is it less likely? Well, I don't know if it's less likely than practicing. Maybe, you know, some say that they, you know, he heard them fighting and he's a neighbor, so he knows that he's thinking he can get anyway. You know, everyone knows. He's separated from his wife, so the safer figure, I'll save some time. I'm going to have to practice anyway. I might as well, maybe I'll use him. Yeah. Or better say my case, and say that it was without an Amira. Or say any other case. Whatever you can answer Rashi, say that case. So, it's a Rashi we have to get to. What?
Practicing,
we'll have to see later in Shema Lishma. We'll see why. Okay, we'll get to it later in the day. Practicing. Even if you practice for this couple, it's still Shema Lishma. In Chayshish. Therefore, what? Rashi is not making up the concept. The din is a din. In other words, if I have a Mishnah, the Mishnah says, if you find the get in the garbage, and it's the same name, same day, so it's possible. I have no problem with that Mishnah. The Mishnah teaches us dinim that don't happen too often. But to say the Rabbanah made a takana, b'farei nechtam, which is going to take up the eighth ladder of the Masechta, and they made up this whole takana, why? Because of this case. That's far-fetched. To say that there's such a case, the Mishnah teaches us, I have no problem. But to say the Rabbanim made takonis because it might happen, that's the shverikite that bothers the nation. Okay, now, let's move on to Rashi in the Mishnah. I told you there are two Rashis in the Mishnah that need hesper. And the first is the Rashi Tzarech. I should mention the very first Rashi is also a Shvera Rashi. If you notice, whenever you start a Masechta, it's like Rashi, the first few Rashis in every Masechta they are Shvera Kai. It seems to be. I don't know if it's because Dachroyim Shtel War or because Rashi just wanted to get everyone interested. But like the very first Rashi, and maybe get Medina Sayyam, Kol Chutz La'aretz Kari Le Medina Sayyam. All the Rishayim ask on Rashi, is that true? Because the Tanakhama holds that Rekin and Chagar or Kfar Ludim as Chutz La'aretz, and it's not Medina Sayyam. So it's a problem. It won't help you. Even with the Riyah won't help you, because Lamai said Tanakhama holds doesn't hold Kol Chutz La'aretz. You know, like Tyson says, that anything rachaik is called Medina Sayyam. So if you want to, Ritva says a teretz. Like I told you yesterday, for now we're not going to get into the issues of Chutz La'aretz, where Chutz La'aretz is and where it's not. Just mentioning Agav, that the first Rashi also, the Rishayim ask on. But the second Rashi. Tzarech ha-shliach ha-nevi'ei lo'imer tam fashim. Gemara shliach zeh ha-bala so shliach lo'ilach. So Rashi. I told you yesterday, there are three ways to give a get. Either the man and wife personally, or if the man is not there and he makes a shliach, that's called a shliach le. Which one's that? Shliach le'alacha. If the woman's not there, she makes a shliach, which is shliach le'kabbalah. It's a very big difference, like I told you yesterday. A shliach le'alacha, when the man gives it to the shliach, the get is not done yet, still has to travel. The shliach, the Kabbalah, when the man gives it to the shliach to get it done, the Kabbalah is like the woman got it. And so there are two types of shluchim. Our Mishnah is zikr not talking about a man and his wife. When a man gives his wife a get, they're either both in Medina Sayyam, or both in Eretz Yisrael. It's not shliach, the one is in Chutz La'aretz, the one's in Eretz Yisrael, they're handing it over the border. So wherever they are, Chazal didn't start up with a get with a husband and wife are in the same city, in the same Medina. Chazal didn't start up with any chashashas. A normal get. When is a shliach? So Chazal said, we require a shliach to say before I nechta. So if Rashi, that's only by a shliach lo'ilacha. It's only shliach lo'ilacha, which means who made the shliach? The shliach lo'ilacha, the husband made the shliach. And not by a shliach l'kabbalah. What's the difference? What's the difference? It's a shliach l'alacha, a shliach l'kabbalah. Why am I mechalek between the two of them? I understand, I think we all understand, in a normal case where a man gives his wife a get, so Chazal didn't, weren't chayshish, it's a normal get, what are we going to be chayshish for problems? But if Chazal by shluchim were chayshish, so why weren't they chayshish by shliach l'kabbalah just like by shliach l'alach? What's the difference? What? And therefore, let me tell you what the Ran says first. By Shliach HaKabbalah, let's be Chayshish, it was written Shalai L'Shma. The Shliach HaKabbalah went from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. The Baal gave it, now he's bringing it to Eretz Yisrael to the woman. Right, the Shliach, you have a Shliach, you have the woman is in Eretz Yisrael, and the man is in Chutz La'aretz. So, they're not in the same city, so what do? They try to find someone traveling. So you have one case where the husband finds someone traveling, and he travels to Eretz Yisrael. You have another case where the woman finds someone, goes to Chutz La'aretz, gets the get, and goes back to Eretz Yisrael. So now we're standing in Eretz Yisrael. The shliach comes from Chutz La'aretz. So why don't we say, well, a minute, you're coming from Chutz La'aretz, you have to tell me b'fanei nechtem. What's the difference if he was a shliach le'alacha, a shliach le'kabbalah? L'maisa, he's bringing the get from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael.
So he has to bring it?
Is it ma'akif for him to bring it? Obviously not. It's just a Kabbalah. So first let me tell you what says Miran. Right here. Mishnei Miran is the following. The Ran says something which is plays on the mind of the husband. It says the following. By a shliach lehailacha, what is the husband thinking? He's giving a get to a shliach to bring it to his wife. Is the get chal when he gives it to the shliach? The get's not chal yet. He gives it to the shliach. It's not chal yet. Does he still have a window of opportunity to change his mind? Yes. He could change his mind. He could go run after the shliach and tell him, I changed my mind. Or maybe he doesn't even have to run after the shliach to see the fourth parent. He could still change his mind. So the Baal is still thinking, Shiyev, Shanish, not some pasha to give a get. So Hayais, the Baal is still mesupik, Chazawa Chayshish, that if the get is given, he'll come with an error. He'll come and he'll say, no, it wasn't Mishma, or it was Mezuyif. He'll come because in his mind, it's not over yet. So there, Chazawa Chayshish, for an error that the Baal will be Ma'ara later. That's the case with Chazal v'Chayshish. Mashiach came by Shliach l'Kabbalah. The Baal is standing with the get. Shliach l'Kabbalah is who's Shliach? The woman's Shliach. He knows as soon as I let go of his get, it's all over. I can't change my mind. So when he lets go of the get, it's finished. There, psychologically, it's not Shliach that the Baal will come later with the error, with kindness. Why is he going to come with tainus? Why is he going to come with tainus later? He's going to make a taisi. It's not a shliach that the Baal will come with a rurim in a case where in his mind it's all over. The only time that this whole Mishnah is talking is in a case of shliach lahilacha. The shliach lahilacha is taka, the husband knows he can still think about it. So there we're afraid he's going to change his mind. Maybe he'll try to run after the shliach, he won't catch up to him. Whatever it is, he'll change his mind too late. And that'll make a ruin. As I state in the Ran is not on the Mishnah, it's on Daf Beis Amen Aleph and Daf Hei Harif. And it goes into Gemara later on Daf Hei. And this is the Ran. So this is what I want to hear. So what, the Ran is good. Huh? The Ram's a good Pshat and Rashi. The Ram makes sense. Now, psychologically, I don't argue with the Ram. Psychologically, the Ram makes a lot of sense.
The
problem with the Ram is that what's the Ram doing? The Ram is a great Pshat if you hold the problem is the error of the husband. If you're learning the Sugya the way Tosis learned, that the whole b'farei nechtan is because of the error of the husband. So then, it's very good. We're worried psychologically. The husband's going to change his mind. He'll make trouble. The Ran's very geschmack. But we don't learn Rashi that way. The way we understood Rashi on the Amid Beis, Rashi says that we're afraid be'emis is shalai l'shma. Be'emis, it's coming from Chutz La'aretz. We're be'emis concerned that it's shalai l'shma. That was Rashi Shita. So what's the Ram coming in and telling me Pshat and Rashi that the Baal won't be Ma'ar? Yishkayach, the Baal won't be Ma'ar. But we're not talking about the era Baal. We're talking now about the emistika problem of Shalai Lashma. So this whole Ram seems to be saying Pshat, maybe the Ram means to say Lafi Emis. Maybe the Ram doesn't mean it in Rashi. Brings Rashi and he's saying l'fiyemes. Because maybe the Ran holds like Tosfos. But in Rashi, it doesn't answer Rashi. If he's teaching the Mishnah like Rava, so it's good, it's only Shliach Lailacha. But if he's teaching the Mishnah like Rabba, then it would be both. It would be Shliach like Rabba would be both. They say that Gufa should have been one of the Nafkaminas in the Gemara.
I'm trying to think, Rashi will say that the example of the monster,
and by Shlich LeKabbalah, that's the Nafkamina Rabba and Rava. So why did the Gemara say Nafkamina? It could be the Gemara left out other Nafkaminas too. Could be. I think we'll see that. So maybe Rashi wants to say Pshat that fits with Rava, especially with Paschal like Rava. Maybe. And that we're not to finish the Pachayot. But the Pashtus Hadvarim, the Ran's Pshat in Rashi is a problem. Because Rashi, at least the Rabbah, is not tied to Ir Rabbal. The Ramban, maybe he should have spoken out that Rashi is going like Rabbah. But it's a bit of a problem. As long as there's a shliach la'alachi, you need before I nechta. Anytime there's a shliach la'alachi. Of course he does. If there's a shliach la'alachi, so shliach la'alachi can't make him a kula diki because there's a shliach la'kabbalah. Bishas, he gives it to a shliach la'kabbalah, he has to stay before I nechta. Who says he doesn't? If there was a shliach la'alachi, maybe he does. You're talking about a case where there's a shliach la'alachi. So maybe you don't have to say, because the Rashi doesn't say you don't need. When there's a shliach la'alachi, you need. So in your case, perhaps also. Because there's a shliach la'alachi, so Mamela, he can't make a mokula dik by giving it to a, instead of the woman, to a shliach la'kabbalah. He can make a mokula dik. The Gemara says later that a shliach halacha can't give a shliach l'kabbalah without the reshus of the baal. The reshus of the baal, you could. Okay. Before. Psychologically, it is that way. Lamaisa, it is that way. I mean, Ran doesn't need my askama, but it is that way. If you do something, you know it's finished, so it's finished. If you do something and you know that you can still change your mind, you know, get someone to push the thing. People play back and forth. A person knows when he gives a get, it's done. There aren't problems after. If you do it with a shliach, you obviously have problems. Because he's still clearing. He, at the time he made the shliach, he was machlat to give it. Next morning he woke up and he had second thoughts. He's always going to have second thoughts. As long as he has a window to call it back, he'll have second thoughts.
Doesn't have to be given to Shliach.
What?
It doesn't
have to be given to Shliach. It has to be written Lishma. Oh, so you have to remember the Chashash is the husband of lie. If the husband will tell the truth, we're not making takonis for that. If he doesn't tell the truth, it's fine. The Chashash is the husband will make up lies to try to undo the get. So if he knows the get is finished, left around, he won't make up lies. And if he thinks he could still do a patchka with it, then he'll make up lies. If a person knows the get is done, he doesn't make problems later. If not, he does. I can't argue with you because it's a psychological mitzvah. So it's very hard to argue if you don't see it that way. So I think most people are that way, that when something is done, it's done, and when it's not done, it's not done. I'm not sure I have to argue about it, because I can't bring you rayas to tell you it's the nature of a person. But I could see it. The Sina is given the Shema. The Sina is given the Shema. Is that... I have to see if that's Mikra'ed is. I'm not sure. Dikadin of Lishma, the Gemara says Niksiva. We do in the Sina Lishma, and the Sina Lishma, we'll have to see what the Makar for that is. And no, here we're talking about the Ksiva. We're talking about Fanei Nechtav. We're talking about Ksiva and the Ksiva. Okay.
If a woman comes back from Kutvaris, and my husband didn't make out of Kutvaris, she has said Fanei Nechtav, Fanei Nechtav.
So what's the answer? A woman comes there to Israel, and we say, weren't you married? She says, I got a get. Maybe she got a get 5 years ago. Does she have to say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta? Does she have to say? So, kashtus no. It's only in cases of a shliach.
wives live the shliach role, and they get the get. You know, the shliach role doesn't get that sin. It's not a piece.
Why is a shliach different? So how do you understand? Rishlamo like Tosis, it's very geschmack. Why is a shliach different? Like the Ran says, worry, the next shliach halacha, we'll think it over. But Shekin, if he gives it a get, we're not worried. But Rashi, why is it different? So the answer is, and it's, what?
Right,
I'll say it to you in the words that Rav Shmuel says. In the Stishah of Shmuel, in the first piece, he's Masver, and it's the Pashtus of Rashi, that we're only Chayshish for Befarei Nechtam in the Maisa HaGerish. At the time we're doing a get, we require Befarei Nechtam, Befarei Nechtam. Once a get was done, it was done in the Beis Din. The husband and wife came together and they did a get. We don't start up with that. We don't start up Lachar Maisa with getting, oh, now she came from Eretz Yisrael. Now we're going to say, bring Eidim B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta. It's only in the Maisa Gerishin that we start up and we need a B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta. It's not Lachar Maisa. And even though technically you'll say, what's the difference? But the answer is Pashit. That we can't start up with every get, a normal, typical get. We're going to start up with every get that comes. Everybody who moves from Chutzlar to Eretz Yisrael. But we're going to require anybody in the whole world that wants a get has to go to Eretz Yisrael and get a get. You can't do such a thing. There has to be a parasha of getting. So in a normal get, we're not chayshish. We're only chayshish in the Maisa HaGerish, not in more than that.
Shliach
is not a normal get. Shliach is not, no. It's a case where if Shliach it's wrong. The get is not done yet. It's travel. It's travel. Now, to answer, we said that the Ran, Lechayra, doesn't stem with Rashi. So we have to understand Rashi. So there's a Reb Chaim here in Hilchos Gerushin. Reb Chaim, Demis, is an evolved piece of two Yesaitis. In the Reb Chaim. One of which we'll discuss today, this is Negeya here to an understanding of the basic idea of Shliach Lailacha, Shliach LaKabbalah. The second Nakuda, which in the Reb Chaim is really a first Nakuda, we're going to have to leave for the other days. Reb Chaim is going on the din of a state in Rambam. Machlokes Rishayim, but he's dealing with the Rambam. That we know that you need Eidim for a get to be chal. We had this last year in Subis, and we had it in Kedushin. We all know there's a concept of Eidus L'Kiyume. What is Eidus L'Kiyume? Eidus L'Kiyume means if you, let's say you have a man and a woman. I rather had this once with someone in yeshiva who was engaged. And he actually came to me. He said, you know, his kala told him, it's on his mind all the time. Once, when she was younger, one of her cousins came to her for a joke and was giving her something, a piece of cake. And for a joke, he said to her, hurry up, Mukadesh, just leave with this piece of cake. Right? And she took it, and they laughed. And now she's engaged. She starts worrying, maybe she's an Eshes Ish. So she asked her chasr, you know, something came to me, it was all nice. So I asked him whether there was anybody else in the room. So there's nobody else in the room. So I told him that even though we're chayshish for kiddushin derech sfeik, as we had last year, kiddushin derech sfeik is a serious thing. But if there's nobody in the room, even if he meant kiddushin and she meant kiddushin and they wanted to be married, it's nothing. If you do a ma'aseh kiddushin and he's ma'aseh and he says I meant it. And she's my, she says she meant it. There was no Eidim at all. We're just in the room alone. It's not a Kedusha. It's not the same as a Kenyan. Let's say I sell you something. I sell you my house. It's just me and you, and we do a Kenyan. Now I want to change my mind. It's too late. The Kenyan is a Kenyan. Kenyan Mammon is Kenyan Mammon. You don't need Eidim. In Gittin the Kedusha, Eidis the Kiyume, which means that if the Eidim aren't there, it's nothing. Eidus L'Kiyume means that if the Eidim aren't there, it's nothing. It needs Eidus L'Kiyume. How do you know? We spoke about two pshatim last year, which we're going to get to. But why Eidim Akiv? We'll get to that. But the fact is, a get without Eidim, there's no get. If a man gives his wife a get privately, everyone's maida. It's not, period, it's not a get. You need Eidus l'kiyume. The words Eidus l'kiyume means that to be mekayim the thing, for the thing to exist, it has to have Eidus. The shenkei, normal Eidus, is Eidus l'vure. Eidus to, if someone denies it, you mevare. Let's say someone breaks somebody else's window. So he has to pay. If there are no witnesses, he still has to pay. If he denies it, then you bring witnesses. That's Eidus l'vure. Eidus l'vure. Zuck the Rambam. When a woman is getting a get, and she's getting the get through a shliach. So we said that you could have two types of shliach: a shliach l'kabbalah, a shliach l'halach. The Rambam says that to appoint a shliach l'kabbalah, you have to have two eidim to see. Who's the one appointing the Eidus l'kabbalah? The Shliach l'kabbalah, that's the Isha. You have to have two witnesses that see that she's appointing a Shliach l'kabbalah. And if you don't have it, it's not a get. So you can end up needing two sets of witnesses. One, when she makes the Shliach l'kabbalah, and another, later, that see the actual giving of the get. It's ma'akiv that you have to have two eidim who see the shliach l'kabbalah being appointed. By the eidus, by the shliach l'haylacha, if the husband makes a shliach, you don't need eidus up to Rambam. You don't need. As long as everyone agrees, the husband agrees he did it, the woman agrees he did it, everyone agrees, So it's fine. The only time you have Eidus l'kiyume is only by the Nesinus Haget, and not by the Minui Shlichus. What? If the Kiddushin? Oh, by Kiddushin. Okay, it's a Machlokes Rambam and Ravid, and we really have to. Right, Lamaisa, he says the same thing by Kiddushin. At least the Rambam Shita is the same thing by Kiddushin. By Kiddushin, the same thing. By Kiddushin, by a Shliach l'Kabbalah, you have to have Eidus for the Minui. And by Eidus l'Halacha, you don't. So you have to have, in other words, you always need one set of Eidim that saw the handing of the get. If it was from the husband to the shliach, or from the shliach to the woman, you always need. That you always need. The chiddush here is that by shliach l'kabbalah, you also need two eidim for the minhag shlichus. No, but then he made a shliach. Maybe he didn't make him a shliach. Maybe they wrote a get, and the person just brought it without being a shliach. Yeah, you have to know that it was a minhag shlichus. How do you know that she was? That he gave to the shliach is zichadi. There's no shiloh. The handing of the get is zichadi. The question is the minu shlichus, appointing the shliach. So that shliach l'kabbalah needs, shliach l'alacha doesn't. Reb Chaim is masber this nekuda. That there's a basic difference between a shliach l'kabbalah and a shliach l'alacha. And that is, a shliach l'alacha. Let's start with a shliach l'alacha. He says, a shliach l'aylacha is like every shliach in the world. What's a shliach l'aylacha? Let's say I make someone a shliach to separate my truma. That's it. What does that mean? I make a shliach to do a maisa for me. That's shlichus. What is shlichus? I make a shliach who's going to do something for me. That's shlichus. A shliach l'aylacha is a typical shliach. It's not a davish b'erava. It's a regular minu shlichus, a parsha of the Torah. You can make a shliach. So I make a shliach to bring a carbon for me. I make a shliach to separate truma for me. Whatever it is that I make a shliach to do, I can make. A shliach l'kabbalah is different. A shliach l'kabbalah is a shliach for the chalois of a davar sheba'erva. It's to make the get bichal. Why? Because a shliach l'kabbalah, does he do anything? Remember, who makes the shliach l'kabbalah? The woman. Does the woman do anything by a get? The woman doesn't do anything. that we have by Kedushin also. The woman doesn't do anything. She's passive. She stands there, and the husband, the Nasan Biyada, the husband gives. If she takes the guest, it's possible. She just stands there, and it's put in her hand. There's no maisa. So when she makes a shliach lekabbalah, she's not making a shliach for a maisa. She's making a shliach for what? For the chalois haget. She's making a shliach that when it comes to the shliach's hand, it should be keilu, it came to her hand. And it's not your typical shliach. A normal shliach is a shliach to do something. Here, you know what the shlichus is? The shlichus is that the shliach's body should be considered like the woman's body. But a shliach's hand should be like the woman's hand. It's all it is that the chalois haget could be chal with a woman, it's also chal with the shliach. That is a davish of erva. Mamish a davish of erva. And that, like all other davish of ervas, needs edus l'kiyumei. Just like gittin, kedushin, some hold yibum, machalitza, would need two edus, because it's davish of erva. Every davish of erva needs edim. The same thing, the minu shlichus of Kabbalah, it's not a typical shlichus to do a ma'aseh. It's to make that the davish of erva should be chal. Now, if you want to see this inside, and you should see it inside, Rav Naftali, the first Rav Naftali, Gittin, in the middle of the piece, where it says, starts with the words, Mayreinu Rav Chaim, he isolates this piece of the Rav Chaim, and he explains it, exactly the way I explained it to you, that Shliach LaHilacha and Shliach LaKabbalah are totally different things. It's not just two ways of doing it. Like, technically, it seems like exactly the same thing. There are two ways of doing it. Either a man makes a shliach, or a woman makes a shliach. Rab Chaim's explanation of the Rambam is that they're rachik mizrach mimarev. They're totally different things. Shliach lo'ilacha is a typical shlichus. And shliach le'kabbalah is a different thing. It's a davish ba'erva. The woman is saying that your guf should be eligible for kabbalah taget. Okay, one second. If we accept and we understand Rab Chaim's insight, the basic difference between shliach lahilacha and shliach lakabbalah, then we can come back to this Rashi with a different point. I started off by telling you there are three ways to give a get: man to woman, husband to wife, or husband to shliach lakabbalah, or shliach lahilacha to the woman. So pashit, how do you group them? You have husband to wife as one group, and two types of shluchim as a second group. So Chazal said, we're not going to start off with husband and wife, we're going to start off with shluchim. So we have a kasha on Rashi. Why does Rashi say shliach lahilacha and not shliach lakabbalah? Reb Chaim is telling us that that's not the way to look at it. A shliach lakabbalah is the same as husband to wife. When a woman makes a shliach lakabbalah, it means that the makabal becomes the woman. The makabal has a din of the woman. It's not a shliach like the shlichus of Kol Torah Kulam. It's that the shliach is the woman. The dinim of a man giving his own wife and a man giving a shliach of Kabbalah are grouped together because be'etzem, they're the same thing. A shliach lekabbalah, the whole lumdis of shliach lekabbalah, it's a different shlichus. It's not a mice at all. A shliach lahilacha is a separate category. A shliach lahilacha is a category where you made a shliach and the shliach comes with kaimai and has a parsha shlichus. The nekuda of Rashi, where Rashi groups the two together or the one together, like Reb Chaim, it's not just the way the Ran explained. The Ran explained, like we said, the Ran fits with Taisa Shita. But in Rashi, it's a different way to look at the whole parak. When we're going to deal with shliach lahilacha and shliach lakabbalah, we have to have a different mindset. It's not shliach lahilacha, shliach lakabbalah, and they're just two ways of doing something. No! A shliach lakabbalah is the same as a man giving a woman. And the tachi is the same. Because my whole akdama was, as soon as you give it by shliach lakabbalah, it's over. Right? As soon as you give it to the shliach lakabbalah, it's over. Shliach lahilacha, when you give it to the shliach, it's not over. He starts to travel and he has to give it to the woman.
Why isn't that the same thing as
Okay. Yeah, your shifting is good. It shows you understand. But I'm afraid that I'm going to complicate. Now again, this is not something you should walk away from. This is something you should sit down and understand. What you're asking, the stipler in Simi Yud Ches, it's very geschmack, he asked what you asked on this, and he explains it beautifully. But I'm afraid if I'm going to get into it now, I'm going to lose the item. But here's a very geschmack explanation. He compares it to the Kiyos Yadayim. It's like one of those things the stipler does sometimes. A very geschmack explanation. I'll show it to you afterwards. But this nekuda, I want you to understand, it's not, this, you know, Reb Chaim's a Yesaidus. It's not, you know, we heard it today, and we're going to kiss it goodbye. Because Reb Chaim's going to come up again, because the Shteach Lelach, Shteach Kabbalah, how to group it, it's a whole different way. A whole different way. It answers Rashi. It 100%. The same reason when a husband gives a wife, then why are we chashish lishma? Because we don't start up with a regular get. We don't start up with a normal Maisa Gerish, and we don't start up with Hashashis. I'm not talking about the Ran side, I'm talking about Rashi's side. Even my Rashi is that way. La Maisa, we don't start up with a regular. With a man, there's nobody who has a Havanina that if a man gives a woman a Chutzlaret, that we're going to make such a Durabana. We'll be Macher of the whole world. We'll have somebody who 4 days ago, his mother got a divorce in Chutzlaret. So they're living in Chutzlaret for maybe 1,000 years. And now Moves Teret Yisrael, and we're going to be Cheshish from Mamzeris because 1,000 years ago. The whole. No, it's not true. No. When a get is. That's not true. When a get is given normally, we're not Cheshish. The Shliach, we're Cheshish. When a get is given normally, we're not Cheshish for a normal get. If given with a Shliach, then we're Cheshish. The Tolta Kana Durabara, we were not. The Kuliyamo, we don't start up with a regular get of husband to wife. And Reb Chaim's side is the Shnitzah Kabbalah.
The fact is, yeah, I mean, the Torah said that you don't start up with a regular get. More technical. You have to start up with
what you have to do to appreciate, you really have to swallow the Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim, it's not a vart. You know, Reb Chaim wrote one skinny sefer. And then stencils, they have one more sefer. In Yeshiva, we speak out Reb Chaim's all day. There are people who wrote 25 Svarim, you know. Reb Chaim wrote a Yesaidus. That's why Reb Chaim plugs in 100 places. It's a different way you have to get to starting Gittin. You have to have the mentality that a Shliach LaKabbalah is different. You have to appreciate it. A Shliach LaKabbalah is not the same. And there are more Nafkaminas. If you look in the stipler there in Simi Yud Ches, you can use additional Nafkaminas. And we're going to bump into it. We're going to come back to it. But you see, you have to. Okay, the stipler was Simi Yud Ches in the beginning, and he doesn't bring the Reb Chaim, but he goes through the same cheshbon. Okay, let me just start there at Shabbos. I was thinking, I'm really telling you something on this week's parasha, because Gittin is in this week's parasha, in case you didn't notice, if you say so. So really, this whole the whole shaila of how you could be cheshish or shaloi l'shma. It's not the favorite topic around the Shabbos table, Gittin, but that's it. I just want to tell you a vart on Kisei La Mulchama. A vart that I saw in the Leket Sichas Musaf of Isaac Sher. And it's a nice insight to start the year with. Rabbi Isaac Sher deals with the questions of why the Rabbeinu Shloimeh set up a world in which there are mochamis. Mochamis are terrible things. Baruch Hashem, we're not exposed to it. Wars are terrible things. War, the ritzichis and the destruction. Mochama is a gefarlicha thing. And everything Rabbi Shalom put in the world has a cheshbon. Now, we don't know cheshbonis for everything. We don't know. Disease is also terrible. But Lamaisa, he has a hezber, a havana, in the Mitzias of Ochama in the Bila. What he says is that the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah in davening were Kiveya, one of the sages of Muhammad in the Nusach of Oysa Chadosha Yisba'al Muhammad. Say in the morning in Berachas Kriya Shema, Oysa Chadosha Yisba'al Muhammad. We put together the Ba'al Muhammad and Oysa Chadosha. The Shaykhis is the following. To make a shinui, to make a change, it's not so poshut. to change in a Seder Habriya from one Metzius to another Metzius, it doesn't work that people just decide, you know, it was a Roman Empire for a couple of hundred years, and now the Romans will disappear and we'll go on to the Turks. It was the Greeks, now no more Greeks, now we'll go on. It doesn't happen that way. Things, shinuyim, major changes don't happen on their own. Mulchama is faker, something very traumatic. And dafka, through something that has a trauma, that shakes people up, is a shayach and oisa chadashos. The whole purpose of Mulchama and the Briya is to be oisa chadashos, is to change a seida habriya suddenly. He brings, for example, that Avraham Avinu was Yatzah Shmai Ba'aylam, but we don't find that the Umas Ha'aylam had any kfiya to him until the Mulchama, until he destroyed the Arba Malachim. Once he destroyed the Arba Malachim, so already everything changed. There was a kfiya to him. There was a cheshbon to be reckoned with in the world. It was a new world. Till now, Avraham was this one person who preached something, and now Avraham was a kayach in the Briya because there was a Mulchama. It was a kayach. He brings the Legabi Mulchemes Gaig Umagai, that at least like many Rishayim, Mashiach will come before Gaig Umagai. There'll be certain Shinuyim and the Briya before him. But we need the Mulchemes Gaig Umagai to change the Briya. You need something, in order for there to be a Shinuy, Hadashis, Mulchama is the tool with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Isa Chadasha, it makes a Shinoi in the Briya. And we see it's that way. That way, even in World War II, was a Shinoi in the Briya. Now, of course, it was a Shinoi in Germany, it was a Shinoi. But in Yiddishkeit, the whole Yiddishkeit changed. World War I also. Everything changed. Everything was upset and turned around. And the whole Metzius HaBriya changed. Chadasha suddenly, in a brief period of time. The idea of Baal Mulcham is that there should be an ability of Isa Chadashis. Now, Chadashis could be good, could be bad. Some changes are good, some changes are bad. Zelum as they also look at. But the whole purpose of Mulchama is to be a shortcut to Isa Chadashis. All of the Baal Machshava, the Arachayim HaKadosh, I think the first piece of the Parsha, or the second piece, they all say that every mention of Mulchama in the Torah is Avada Pshat, is the Gashmiistik of Mulchamas, but it's a Samal or an example for the private Mulchamas that everybody has. Every individual has within him certain periods of Mulchama. What is Mulchama? Mulchama is trauma. Trauma. There could be extreme cases of trauma, where people like Aleinu become sick or become Aveilim or there could be, it doesn't take much for a person to be upset, a person to be shaken up. The human being is a very, very weak creature. And we can get shaken up very easily. People get depressed very easily. People get upset very easily. Things that happen within the person, within the person's mind, also are mulchamas. And they all touch, they touch out the post. He says, but the idea of mulchama is lav dafka the world mulchamas. The world mulchamas is the way it's expressed in the big picture. To the individual, mulchama is an uprooting or a change that happens in his own life. And that too gives a person the ability of Isa Chadashos, the ability to be mechadish one way or the other. One way or the other. To me it's sometimes frightening. Because I see people in yeshiva, and they get married, and not everyone's the same. Even people who are equal must meet them before they get married. It changes. It changes a lot of things. It's a time of Isa Chadashis. It makes things different. A person's attitude towards learning, towards davening, towards money, towards many people. When there's a trauma, when there's a change. It's a moment of Isa Chadasha, it's Chidushim here. Things change. It's an opportunity. Every Isa Chadasha is an opportunity. Some people rise to the occasion and some people fall. But that recognition that when things happen that are Shinuyim, It's a moment of Eisach Hadasha. It escapes people. You know, we're little people. We only see day to day. It escapes people. We don't recognize. Memela, what ends up happening is that things happen in our lives that are, let's say, distressing to us, upsetting to us. Every person has things happen that upset him. When it happens to you, you always think, it happens to me, it's not happening to my friends. So you have one thing that upsets you, that your friend doesn't know about, and your friend does something that upsets him that you don't know about. But people go through periods where they shake it up. A person who sees it as pointless is a shinoi. He doesn't see the point of it. Is not going to rise to the opportunity. Anything that happens that could shake a person up, that could give a person a shinoi, is an opportunity for Eisach Hadashah. By definition, it's that way. By definition, every point in a person's life where there's any type of a change of direction or any type of a shaking up of a person is an opportunity for Eisach Hadashah and for Keret. The whole purpose of the Muhammad, the whole purpose of the struggle, from every struggle, no matter how rough or no matter how good, there are people who rise from it and become better from it, and they look back years later at a traumatic period, something which is sad, l'kuli alma. The person lost his job, the person got sick, the person got divorced, the person broke up his shidduch, all these things that are sad b'shas ma'isa. Afterwards, there are people who rise from it, and there are people who fall from it. Because that's the Baal Mochamis. That's the purpose of coming into occasions in a person's life, the Baal Mochamis, is to be an Eisach Hadashah. That recognition of being the Baal Mochamis is Eisach Hadashah, that Nakuda is Nakuda that you, at the stage in life where you all are, where Shinuyim in your life are ahead of you, whether they're Parnassah Shinuyim or marriage Shinuyim, they're all ahead of you. You have to train it into yourself, because throughout elementary school and high school, these things don't happen. There's no traumatic change. But this lesson of Eisach Hadashah, that's an important lesson in the practice.